Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line, we have Professor Elias Brezis, Director at the Azraeli Center for Economic Policy in the Department of Economics. Professor, good afternoon to you, and thank you for taking the time to join us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon.
Right. Professor, thank you once again. So the question we are looking at is, to what extent has October the 7th affected Israel's economy? So what does Israel's economy look like at this point in time?
Well, right now, the Israeli economy is still okay. I say that it is still okay because that's the only thing that is really a little bit okay. You have to understand that the situation is quite problematic. Mm. We have to say that we are in a mess. If The Economist, the first page of The Economist was Israel alone, you can understand that we are in a danger. We are really in a danger of, from the point of view of economics, we can sustain, but the problem for the army, for instance, is that we get a lot from the US, and if we are alone, that's not going to be easy. And all that is coming only for one reason, is that we are a car without a driver. The driver is maybe drunk, maybe not understanding what he has to do. You understand that I speak about the prime minister. Mm-hmm. Our prime minister is not doing what he should do. So we are like a car without a driver. And therefore, the situation will get better only and only when we will change the driver. And I suppose that it will be much sooner than what we think, because the government now has the problem with the ultra-Orthodox. And it could very well be that this week, the legal advisor of the government will decide that we cannot continue this way. Mm-hmm. So if we cannot continue this way, it means that there will be a main change. And this might be the main way to get out of, you know, this car just being driven without a driver.
Okay. So, Professor, whilst that transpires, you did give an overview now as to exactly what Israel is facing from an economic point of view. But are there any particular markets which are most affected at this point in time?
Okay, so what is interesting is that the markets are in fact not so much affected. Meaning, if you look at the stock market, it's okay. If you look at the dollar, it didn't change really. If you look at exports, it's okay. If you look at the consumption level, not a big change.
Okay.
Investments, of course, are very much, the investment went down. But after October, if we have entered a kind of going slowly, in fact now, and especially we have to understand that it is between Purim and Passover, so people are buying, and when people are buying, the economy is just working okay. So it is a kind of a very weird situation. I think that we are before a catastrophe. And in my field of economics, each time you ask me, how is it? I tell you it is okay. Yes, it's a kind of, sometimes the economy is not exactly what you have to look at to understand the situation. The political and the social unrest can be very serious without any real economic problem. I understand that it seems weird, but this is the situation.
Indeed. Professor, unfortunately, we've just about run out of time. I'm sorry. I wish we could have just unpacked this issue further, but I just wish we could have just had time to just answer, well, rather delve into a few more questions, but hopefully we can get you on the line again sometime in the near future just to unpack the status of Israel's economy. Professor Elise Brezis, Director at the Israeli Center for Economic Policy in the Department of Economics.